You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Private credit deals have seen a jump of 47% in CY 2023 to $7.8 billion. In value terms compared to $5.3 billion in CY 2022, said auditing and consultancy firm EY in a report. The number of deals went up to 108 in 2023 from 77 in 2022, the report said. The increase in both deal count and value was fueled by several factors, including stabilization of interest rates in CY 2023, heightened activity within the real estate sector and a notable increase in deal value, resulting from certain large transactions executed during the year, it said. The surge in deal value was also driven by the Shapoorji Pallonji Group's refinancing and Oaktree's Vedanta Group investment totaling $2.4 billion. Meanwhile, Coal India is likely to come out with the initial public offer for its two subsidiaries, Bharat Coking Coal Limited and the Central Mine Planning and Design Institute, in the financial year 2024-25, according to sources. Back in 2022, the company had said that its board had given an in-principle approval to the divestment of 25% of paid-up share capital of BCCL and its subsequent listing on the stock exchanges. However, the subsidiary has so far not been listed. A government official aware of the development said that the listing of BCCL, CMPDI is under process and that it may happen by the next financial year. The source noted that BCCL now is in profit and has paid all its debt. Moving on, bucking the global trend, India's dairy sector is growing at an impressive rate of 6% with the country's largest milk cooperative, the Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, AMUL, contributing significantly to the growth, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said on Thursday. Addressing a gathering of farmers and cooperative members here at the Narendra Modi Stadium, the PM said, quote, in the past 10 years, the milk production in India has gone up by around 60% and the per-person availability of milk has grown by around 40%. At a time when the global dairy sector is growing merely at a rate of 2%, India's dairy sector is growing at a rate of 6%, unquote. In some more industry news, state-run NBCC hopes to generate a surplus of Rs 5,000 crore from sale of the additional units to be constructed at five Amrapali projects after the extra floor area ratio approved by the Greater Noida Industrial Development Authority. Of the surplus proceeds, roughly Rs 1,550 crore will be used for repayment of existing Amrapali-specific loans from a consortium of banks and SBI CABs, while the balance will go into development of these five and other projects under Aspire, a company set up for stuck Amrapali projects. NBCC Chairman and Managing Director K.P. Mahadevaswamy said. Over to economy, the government will consider the demand for higher minimum sale prices of sugar from mills in sync with the fair and remunerative price of sugar cane paid to farmers, Food Secretary Sanjeev Chopra on Thursday said. The government is aware of the demand. We are hopeful of finding a solution which will address industry's concerns of the industry and the consumers, Chopra told FE. For the last many years, the Indian Sugar Mills Association has been urging the government to enhance MSP of sugar by the millers with a corresponding increase in FRP prices. The government this week approved an 8% hike in FRP of sugar cane to be paid to farmers for the 2024-25 season, October-September, to Rs 340 per a quintal. In some more economy news, to control the rising prices of cereals, the government on Thursday announced a plan to release 3 million tonne of rice and atta into the retail market as part of the Bharat brand initiatives over the next 4 to 5 months. Additionally, the government has extended indefinitely the 20% export duty imposed on parboiled rice last year. Food Secretary Sanjeev Chopra said that under the Bharat Atta initiative, where the government sells flour at a subsidized rate of Rs 27.50 per kg, prices have been effectively managed, whereas rice prices continue to remain high. Chopra in a briefing said, quote, we will be selling around 1.5 MT each of atta and rice through retail outlets aimed at curbing spike in prices, unquote. Lastly, some exciting news for the auto lovers. Porsche officially broke the cover of the 2024 Panamera e-hybrid portfolio this week. The new plug-in hybrids are based on the latest third-generation Panamera, which made its debut last year. Porsche has stated that e-bred high-power trains are focused on efficiency without sacrificing performance. The Stuttgart-based brand hasn't mentioned when can the all-electric version of the Panamera be expected. The Panamera e-hybrid is powered by an upgraded 2.9-liter V6 turbocharged, a 25.9 kWh battery and an electric motor. The hybrid range is available in two variants with different power outputs, the Panamera 4e Hybrid and Panamera 4se Hybrid. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.